an airport that now doubles as a refugee camp. This is Maputo Airport Camp in the Central African Republic. This is the largest site for displaced people in the country, with over 100,000 crammed near the runway and the building. Violence and insecurity has displaced over 500,000 people, including Solange Pingusara. Solange comes from the 5th district of Bangui, less than a kilometer away. She is a single mother of 4 children and 6 granddaughters. When a militia group entered her neighborhood, her entire family fled.
For me, I would like it if they could find a solution, a special peace. We want to go back home to sleep. We can't stay here wasting time.
The High Commissioner for Refugees traveled to the troubled region. He met with a group of community leaders who helped manage the camp and some of the displaced. He expressed grave concerns for the region and its people.
There is an ethno-religious cleansing that is taking place and that we must stop at all costs. There are indiscriminate killings and massacres here in some areas of the country.
For now, the prospect of a return is slim. And with the onset of the rainy season, UNHCR fears a worsening humanitarian crisis.
We need a massive response, a security response, first of all. If one sees a displaced camp like the one here close to the airport, it is in terrible conditions. And it's absolutely essential to reestablish security in the neighborhoods where these people came from in order to allow them to go back and to go back voluntarily and in safety and dignity.
Jean-Marie is also from the district of Bangui. He lived just 5 kilometers away. There, he had his own business as a merchant. Here, he is repairing his shelter in anticipation of the rains and a long and difficult stay.
We have many problems here. To find food is so difficult. To find water is so difficult too, but we persevere.
Toujours persévérer.
The humanitarian call is for an increase in policing in order to re-establish security, along with more attention and funding from the humanitarian community. With this, the thousands who are forced to live makeshift lives could think of going home.